Bam, Pac went in there, put the headphones on, I ran the instrumental down, rewinded it, and he had the verse ready.
He was already ready.
Like that. Uh-huh. That's real.
Notorious B.I.G. Uh-huh. Was his public image a real reflection of who he is? It doesn't seem like it was the way you're talking about him.
Death Row Records. Rapper and actor Tupac Shakur died Friday night at the age of 25 in a Las Vegas hospital, 6 days after taking 4 bullets, 2 in the chest. In an official statement, the hospital said that Shakur died at 4:03 p.m. Pacific time of, quote, respiratory failure and cardiopulmonary arrest. Shakur spent the past week on life support in the intensive care unit, under sedation and unconscious most of the time.
The door was riddled with bullets from a passing car. It was only Sunday outside an L.A. party. Devastated family members and friends who'd been with him raced to the hospital, only to hear that 24-year-old Christopher Wallace, better known as Biggie Smalls, was dead.
He was just trying to make good music and represent for everybody as a whole, internationally, East, West, Europe, Africa, wherever they was from that wanted to listen to his music and wanted to feel his point of view.
How did they murder that homie? So many theories, so many Sherlock Holmes. Some are blaming Suge Knight and some like, nah man, you really better ask Sean Combs. Dre walked out as the ship was sinking, and right there Jimmy Iovine was listening. That's how I got my inspiration. You can leave empty handed and still make it. Biggie made a song, Who Shot Ya? Pac came out saying, fuck Big Papa. That's when hit him up, hit the jaws. Machiavelli had faith, now shit bizarre. Two of the greatest at war. One wrecks, the other destroys. All we wanted was some really good hip hop. But the devil, like, kill that noise.
Who killed rapper Notorious B.I.G. and were LAPD officers involved? The mystery of his murder has gone unsolved, but some people believe we are closer than ever to cracking the case, and it's all because of what you are about to see.
I saw Pac 20 minutes before he got shot.
I believe the leadership at the time that this occurred went to great lengths to cover up and keep evidence away from the district attorney's office and the FBI.
D4, bright lights in a city full of cars. I'm Michael Knight. Would Pac be here? The question that I ask, if it wasn't for the Tyson fight, you can even tell Tupac was hyped that night. Well, of course, Mike won another fight that night. Death Row, nigga, all that. Pac and Biggie, the whole rap game in a war path. General, nigga, fall back. Sit your $5 ass down before I change and give a quarterback. Started off with the kicking in the lobby. You can read the whole situation, no library. All I could see was the rivalry. Either these guys or me. Both sides singing the same song and they could never get along. Plus a nigga chain got took.
His first album, Ready to Die, went platinum, selling 1 million copies.
I've seen the media portray me like I'm a gangster. The Lord is the light of my life. Whom shall I fear?
I remember calling her fame. Bae, do I need to get on a plane right now? She said, Jada, he's gonna be okay. You get here when you can.
I drove down there to the hospital because I wanted to see my nigga and make sure he was fed. I'm thinking that he was gonna make it.
I cried like my mother cried when Marvin Gaye died.
A lot of people that worked at the job that I worked at didn't understand Tupac. I didn't understand the music, so we're looking at us like, What's wrong? What's the big deal? Get over it. And it's like, nah, this is a really fucked up day. For the longest, I think anybody who has something to do with hip-hop and loved the music, it was a sense of mourning for a long time.
Such a charismatic, charming, incredible storyteller, likable guy. He's forever loved by hip-hop. That's it. It's Biggie. That's it.